Police said Wednesday that Abu Dujana was captured on Saturday, along with seven other suspected members of the terrorist group Jamaa Islamiya, or JI. The arrest took place on the country's main island of Java. Dujana is the most wanted member of the organization. Ken Conboy, a security expert and author of several books on JI, refers to Dujana as the Amir, the Arabic word for leader, and says his arrest is significant.
It is very important on a symbolic level to get the Amir. Very important. And as far as recruitment, he does play a role in recruitment in a more general way. And JI is going through a major rebuilding phase right now, so his recruitment skills are very key.
JI, which has links to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network, advocates the creation of an Islamic State across much of Southeast Asia. The group's members have been accused in a series of bombings in Indonesia and the Philippines in the past few years, including attacks on the resort island of Bali and blasts at the JW Marriott Hotel and the Australian Embassy in Jakarta. Altogether, more than 240 people were killed in the bombings. Presidential spokesman Andy Melarengeng held Dujana's arrest.
We are always committed and serious about fighting terrorism. Terrorism is our common enemy of the people, and this shows also that our police forces are committed and doing what they can to destroy terrorism in Indonesia.
The Indonesian authorities have arrested and convicted more than 300 JI members since the 2002 Bali bombing that killed 202 people. Now terrorism experts say, because of the arrests and disagreements over tactics, JI has weakened and splintered into several factions. All are trying to recover and regroup. Analysts such as Conboy say Indonesia has been transparent and democratic in its fight against terrorism.
I think you've got to remain vigilant, but I think Indonesia has been a quite success story. They really pulled back JI at the pre-98 level, where they were really just involved in recruitment and building up their cells, and they're not really focused on carrying out operations just yet because they're so focused on rebuilding.
Indonesia is a secular democratic nation with the world's largest Muslim population. The vast majority practices a moderate form of the faith, but a small and active minority espouses Muslim militancy. Nancy Miller Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.